Smith catching the first clap of thunder for the year. Riding to work on Thursday afternoon, 9th of April. It's been a rainy day, full showers, but it started to really pour and I don't have a lot of rain gear on, so I stopped under a scaffolding. And I noticed that there's some guys in there working, riding up and down in the construction elevator of the new building. Not many. Traffic on 6th Avenue is pretty significant, and my strategy of stopping here was good because now the rain has let up again for me to go another 8 or 9 blocks to get a proposal out and meet and talk about some new things. I see people waiting online to get into some stores with umbrellas. The lines are pretty short. The city is pretty quiet, but yeah, that's a minute. The pause of the PS was an idling bus. I didn't go quick enough and it started to rain hard again. And I'm reminded here where the streets are completely empty, there's about to be a surge of traffic. You get to see the rain falling on this big expanse of empty pavement, which I guess is not unlike getting to see the rain fall on a lake, a still lake, except on the lake, every time a drop hits, it expands out and creates this kind of beautiful but disruptive pattern. Whereas on the pavement, the raindrops actually bounce. And so it's a whole different appearance. And your ability to see the wind, something that's impossible to do without some smoke or some trees or whatever, is it's another one of the qualities of being in an urban environment. With all the downsides, obviously, but there are some positive sides, and then when it's empty, you get to see other things. And now it's slowing and I'm going.